Because you said I could. Cool weather was turning the leaves into festive colors, saying we made it through another summer, another spring. Now again, winter, when the air takes our leaves and scatters them into the air to land on the earth, to become part of the earth, to become the ground. The day had been calm, with lightning shots registering on both of our meters. There were people dashing by, looking in star windows, commenting on how Joan's child should have or should not have been allowed in so-and-so school. Her father was an architect. Her mom was a disc jockey, people jockey, advertising jockey, some lab, a celeb, sophisticated, somewhat flashy, painted, but nevertheless the woman of New York, 86th Street, Crossroads, Harlem, Germany, the world of art, bookstores, specialty shops, and the wealthy and the worker. I was parking the car, backing into my space, observing the northeast and west corners. I put the car in drive to finish executing my parking maneuver, listening to the radio and checking the southeast and west corners. Nothing happening. I didn't have my watch on, couldn't tell if it was 12:30 or not. Paced a minute, then turned facing downtown and started down the block, figuring maybe this could cool down the anticipation. 85th Street, walked into a card shop and bought some tic-tac tobacco taste. I jumped from the back of my lungs to the tip of my tongue. Tick-tack, tack, tick-tack, tack. At that minute, I knew you were there. I knew you were at the corner, dressed in black with brown accents. I knew you were there. As I looked back, weren't as black? Oh, satisfied, surprised, and now hard as nails. Oh, yes, some tales. If I ever have a daughter or a son, tell them to, like Uncle Remus, must I do? From anyone that makes me feel healthy, that is not to add wealthy. And although age does not always make a wise man wise, oh, I am surprised and wealthy.
Only because you said I could. Only because you said I could. Only because you said I could. Because you said I could.
Thank you.